Okay, I thought it would be useful to summarize all of the sutras that we saw, maybe a few that we didn't see, in regard to Gadol HaBayis, just to get like a more global picture. And then, if there'll still be time this morning, then maybe I'll make a haskalah on the issue of Simchas Mireyus. So we'll start from the top. We have the Gemara said at the beginning of the sugya that the Bomen Aderech is able to be Mistarach to the Avelim, and he's able to be Moino with them. Tanakam says only Teich Gimel, Reb Shimon says Teich Zayin, Allah has like Reb Shimon, even Teich Zayin. But the Gemara makes a condition, it's only if the Kotten finds a Gadol HaBayis Babayis, but if he comes and there's no Gadol HaBayis Babayis, a Kotten's not Mistarach to a household full of Ketanim. So we had, first of all, and kept recurring throughout the Sugya, we had a Shaila, what about a Gadol HaBomen Aderech? Is he able to be mistarif to the Ketanim? The same way a Kotten can be mistarif to a Gadol, maybe a Gadol can be mistarif to a Kotten. Or maybe not. If a Kotten, maybe the Tziruv has to be a Kotten being mistarif to the minion of the Gadol HaBayis. But Gadol HaBayis is Bomen Aderech, maybe he's not able to be mistarif at all. So we saw it Machlekes Rishonim, Rashi in the Ksav Yad, and the printed Rashi, and the Ramban in the Teres HaOdom. They all say Gadol cannot be mistarif to a Kotten. Rashi implies that it's basically a kol shekein. If a cotton can't be mistarif to a cotton, a gadol certainly can't be mistarif to a cotton. Taisus is mesupik. Taisus lo yod rebbe. Taisus is mesupik in such a case whether the gadol could be mistarif. Maybe he is mistarif since he becomes the ikar habayis. Maybe the siruv could work in that way as well. Interestingly, the Maharam, the very beginning, the Maharam brings Misimon Ayin Aleph. He brings a Yerushalmi. It's a Mefarish Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Imhoya Gadol." At least the way he brings it, "Imhoya Gadol Mishpacha." And that's how we have it in Yerushalmi as well. "Imhoya Gadol Mishpacha Bami Mokum Karav Mayna LaAtzmai." If a Gadol Abayis came, Mokum Karav, he's not Mayna Mayhem. He's Mayna LaAtzmai. Kado, like the following story, Rav Mona Oyrelei Rabbi Yankiv Armanio, Kaven Shaat the Gadol Mishpacha Mayna LaAtzmacha. Since you're the Gadol Abayis, you cannot be Mayna with them. You have to be Mayna LaAtzmacha. So it seems to be a Mefarish Yerushalmi, like Rashi, like the Ramban, that a gadol is not mistarif to a kotan. But nonetheless, Taisus entertains it as a sofik. How could Taisus ignore the Yerushalmi? Maybe he had a different gish in the Yerushalmi, maybe he didn't have that Yerushalmi. Could also be, we'll see behemshech, that maybe Taisus saw in the Bavli that a gadol can be mistarif to a kotan. That we'll see a little bit later, and therefore they weren't worried about the Yerushalmi. But al-Kapadim, Taisus does have the tzad that a gadol could be mistarif to a kotan. B'seich HaDvarim, in that top Taisus, Taisus gives a hesber when he's explaining the two tzadim. So Taisus says a hesber to one of the tzadim that the reason is because he's hoyel ve'ein yedaya avelus. Yesh litin tam that the reason is because he's not yedaya avelus. Shaila is not clear in the girsan Taisus. Is this a reason why is Taisus explaining the svara why the gadol is mistarif? Was he explaining the svara why the gadol is not mistarif? We saw it before the Taisus. The way we have it in front of us doesn't make it needs a hagah. One way or another, it doesn't. One word has to be changed. So the Rashash has changed as a word in Taisus. I had it suggested the opposite Haggah. There's some Haggah that has to be made in Taisus. And therefore it's up for grabs what exactly this line in Taisus, what he's coming to explain. So we must be both Sodom. Taisus might mean that the Gadol HaBomen Aderech is not Mistarif because since he's Ein Yedaya Avelus, so therefore he can't be the Iker. The Gadol is Mistarif by being the Iker. If he's Ein Yedaya Avelus, then how could he be the Iker? That might be what Taisus is saying. Or maybe Taisus is saying just the opposite. The Gadol HaBomen Aderech. Taisus is explaining how, maybe he is Mistar. And he's Maini Mahem. I have to be Maini Mahem. He's the Iker. Why is he Maini Mahem? They should be Maini with him. Why does the Tzirif go that he's Maini with them? So Taisus says, because even though he's the Iker, but Lagabi the Minion, they know about the Velus and he didn't. So their Minion is more the Minion. They're the, like Taisus later on said to Svar, they're the Tchilas Avelus V'Yikaroi. They know about the Avelus. So the Minyan is bottled for their Minyan. So there is a Tziruf, but the Minyan is their Minyan and not his. Again, it depends on the two Gersois in Taisus. I'm not going to go over everything. Just want to summarize the things that we've already seen. Then we have the Gemara, and the Gemara is Baya Iboilu. Holoch Gadol HaBayis to Beis HaKfaris. What's the din if the Gadol HaBayis went to the Beis HaKfaris? And the Gemara is Poshit Omer Rav Yechon Afilo Holoch Gadol HaBayis to Beis HaKfaris Mayni Mahem. The Gemara asks from a brayso that says "Mayna la'atzmai la'kashya hoba also begoy tlosa hodla also hodla also begoy tlosa." So in this short Gemara, we have many different Pshatim in Rishonim. First of all, Rashi learns, Rashi in the Ksav Yad, that the Pshat is like this. That ordinarily, a Godel is not mitzarif to a Kotel. As Rashi said just before. A Godel habom in a derech is not mitzarif. The Gemara's bayi is, when the Godel goes to the Beis HaKfaros and then he comes back, is he like a bom in a derech who's not mitzarif? That's the Lashon of Rashi in the Ksav Yad. Is he kibom in a derech? In which case he's not mitzarif. Because a Godel habom in a derech is not mitzarif to Tanim. Or maybe here, since he went to the Beis HaKfaros, maybe here it's better and he is able to be mitzarif. Maybe a Godel who goes to the basic, when he goes to the basic floors, maybe that allows him more to be mitzarif to the other Avelim. And the maskon is that it does. Yes, in this case he could be mitzarif, as long as he's Botef Gimel, he could be mitzarif to the other Avelim. That's how Rashi learns. Now, L'chayra, you could ask, if that's Pshat in the Gemara, so why does the Gemara have to, a Godel ordinarily is not mitzarif? But since here he went to the Beis HaKfaros, so maybe here he is mitzarif. Rashi, in the printed Rashi, which is from Shita, but has a lashon kiman d'havi beveisei, so he is able to be mitzarif. So why is it? But that was the bayah. A godel is not mitzarif to a kotan usually, but here when his holach the Beis HaKfaros, maybe he could be mitzarif. So why is the bayah only by a godel abayis? You could have the same bayah by a kotan. A kotan is not mitzarif to a ketanim. So what's the din if a kotan was holach l'beis hakvaros and then he comes back and he finds a house full of ketanim? Is he like a bom and a derech and he's not mitzarif? Or maybe since he was holach l'beis hakvaros, maybe that's better. Maybe then he could be mitzarif. So why does Mor only make the kashi by holach l'beis hakvaros l'beis hakvaros? So it could be several things. Could be that any chanami would be the same shaila, but the Gemara is assuming that there's a godel abayis somewhere. The usual case is that there's a godel abayis somewhere, either here or in the Beis HaKfaros. The normal case is that either here or there, there's a godel abayis. So if the kotan went to the Beis HaKfaros, then the godel abayis would be here. So the Nevadi can be mitzarif, he'll come back and it'll be motzah godel abayis b'abayis. So therefore the Gemara is the case where the godel abayis went to the Beis HaKfaros. So he can't be mitzarif. Maybe with the Beis HaKfaros he could. But in Echanami, if there's no godel abayis in the picture at all, so maybe in Echanami that would be the same. Would be the same shaila, but that's just not a usual case. We're usually imagining that there's a godel abayis somewhere or another, and that's not such a doichuk because we already saw that really in the previous Rashi when the Gemara said that a kotan's bomen aderech it has to be husha motza godel abayis b'abayis. So that's in contrast to what? So I would have said in contrast to where a kotan comes from an aderech and he doesn't find the godel abayis b'abayis and there's no godel abayis at all. But Rashi said, Godel habom and aderech is not mitzarif to a kotan. Excuse me, a kotan rather is only mitzarif if it's motzah godel abayis b'abayis. In contrast to a godel came in aderech who is not mitzarif to a kotan. So he said it's a preface to the next sugya. But at the end of the day, it's mashman Rashi that he's always envisioning a case where there's a godel abayis somewhere. So either the kotan comes and finds the godel comes and finds the kotan. We're not talking about cases in the Yerushalmi. You do have cases where the godel abayis is out of the picture. The godel abayis was b'aderech and never came. But in the Bavli, we're actually just assuming that there's always a Godel Abayis in the picture somewhere. So therefore, that's why we're mitzayer the Baya by Holo Godel Abayis, the basic chorus. Because the other alternative is the Godel Abayis stayed behind. And we're not going to imagine cases where there is no Godel Abayis here at all. That might be one answer. Another answer might be that maybe the Gemara held that if a Kotan went to the basic chorus and comes back and he finds other Kanim, maybe it's Poshut that he's mitzayer. Because going to the Beis HaKfaros makes them all one chabura. Shalach l'sarach hameis, they all began together. Maybe that's a given that they're all one chabura. And the Gemara's bias only that maybe by a Godel HaBayis is worse. A Godel HaBayis, maybe he can't, since he's the Iker, maybe he can't be mitzarif to them. Maybe he can't be tofel to them. We'll see later in the Raivit such a shita. But the Rashi's not mashma this way. Because Rashi's mashma that the tzodim are that when he went to the Beis HaKfaros, is he like a regular bum in a derech? Or maybe here it's better. The Lashon of Rashi in the Ksav Yad is the voy is he kibom in aderech, or maybe here it's better. So it's mashma, the tzad that he's not mitzarif is that he's kibom in aderech. Well, a kotan's bom in aderech is not mitzarif tiktanim. So this option of the Ravid is not available. But I think there's another option, which I think is the emes, which is just the opposite. That if a kotan went to the Beis HaKfaros, it was poshut to the Gemara. That he comes back and there's no, and all he finds is ketanim, he's avada not mitzarif, because a kotan is not mitzarif to ketanim. And the fact that he's going to the Beis that he was holach le Beis HaKfaros leimayle veleimayid, it's only special by the Godel Abayis that the Gemara is a tzad. That maybe by holach Godel Abayis the Beis HaKfaros, maybe there's a tzad that he could be more able to be mitzarif. Because the idea is this: Why do you need that it should be a gadol habayis b'bayis? It has to be bo motzu gadol habayis b'bayis. V'husha motzu gadol habayis b'bayis. Because it's the gadol habayis who creates the bayis. Without the gadol habayis b'bayis, it's not a bayis. It's a lot of yechidim, but it's not a bayis to which a person could be mitzarif. So Kotlin comes by Naderech, all he finds are ketanim, he's not mitzarif because it's not a bayis. It's not one unit. The gadol makes it into a unit. So if a cotton goes to the Beis HaKvaros, so what's the difference? He comes back, it's still a bunch of yechidim. So how's he able to be mistarif to them? It's only by Holoch Godul HaBayis the Beis HaKvaros. There's a special svara, like Rashi says in the printed Rashi, that Keman Dahavi Beveise, since the Godul HaBayis really started off here, and then he went off to Tzarech HaMeis, but he started off here in the house. He's not like he came in from the cold. So the Godul HaBayis, Kilu was home, he'd established that this is a bias of a Godul HaBayis. He established that this is a bias. Once this is a bias, then the gadol can come back and be mitzarif too. But if it's not a bias, then we don't get off to square one. And this svara that the gadol creates the bias, we're also going to see in the other shittas in the Shoinim as well. Anyway, that's Rashi's shita in the Gemara, that the bias was is a gadol who goes to the Beis HaKvaros like a bomen aderech bialma, and a bomen aderech bialma certainly not mitzarif. Or maybe here it's better. Kamandavi bevesi. Maybe here it's better. Maybe here he's. The way I'm explaining it, he already established that this is his bias. Maybe here he's more able to be mitzarif. The maskon is he is able to be mitzarif if he comes back toich gimel. In Rashi, in the printed Rashi, we had a stira. What's the case of the Gemara? On the one hand, when Rashi presents the original bayah, so Rashi presents the original bayah, holochar olabayis lebeis akoros v'shosham gimel yomim. So from that we were medayik that the bayah is not about the god of bayis himself. Because then why is the case that he was Shog Yimul Yom? We want him to be Mitztarach. Should be that he came back Toich Yimul, like it says in Rashi in the Tzaviyad. It's Mashman Rashi, in the printed Rashi, that the case is that the Nidin is the bias about the Acher who came Toich Yimul, and the God of the Bias wasn't home because the God of the Bias was Shog Yimul Yom. We want to know what's the din of the Acher. Is he Mitztarach to the God of the Bias or not? We would like that way also from the next Rashi. Rashi says the Svar, the Tzad is, the Nidin is it Keman Dahavi Bevese. A lot of that Lashon is taken from the Gemara before, Motze Godel Abayis Bevayis. Now he comes and the Godel Abayis is not Bevayis. But maybe it's as if he's home. So again, the Rashi's Mashma that the Bayu was about the Acher who comes and wants to be Mesarif to the Godel Abayis. On the other hand, when the Gemara then brings Rav Yochanan, that Holoch Godel Abayis, the basic forest is Maini Mahem. When the Gemara brings the price of the Moinul Atzme, Kan Toch Gimel, Kan Lacha Gimel, there the Rashi's are mashma that the Nidin is on the God of the Bias himself. First, because there Rashi starts to talk about the God of the Bias is Moinul from the Stimus Hagolo, the people who remain behind, they have a different minion. If we're talking about the Acher, who cares? The Shaila is, did he find the God of the Bias at home? Who cares when the minion began? It's mashma in that part of the Rashi that the Nidin is on the God of the Bias. He has a different minion, Mistimus Hagolo. They have a minion from Machzor's Ponim. Now he comes back, is he mitzarif to their minion or does he keep his own minion? So it was a steer in Rashi. So I said, the pshat in Rashi is there. Rashi also nichanat, the shayla is on both. The nidin is on both, because it's haynu hach. The shayla is the gadol habayis not home. Is it command to have bevesei? If he's command to have bevesei, then that's relevant to his minion and to their minion. His minion will start right away, because it's command to have bevesei. And the person who came will be motzu gadol habayis bevayis. If on the other hand, when the gadol habayis is away by the basic forest, he's not command to have bevesei, then his minion will be separate. And the Acher did not find the Gadol HaBayis home. So it's really two sides of the same issue. But we still had a problem. What's the Maskon of the Gemara? The Gemara is Poshut the Shaila, Toshma, the Omer of Yechanon, that is Moini Mehem. It's Maskon that we're Poshut the Shaila that the Acher comes, that was the Shaila. The Shaila was originally posed about the Acher. And the Toshma was that he's Moini Mehem, he's Moini with the Gadol HaBayis. But the case was, the way Rashi presented the original case, that it was Shog Gimel Yomim. The God of the Bias was away, didn't come back till after Gimel. Well, if the God of the Bias didn't come back till after Gimel, then he wasn't command to have a Bevesei. He wasn't command to have a Bevesei, so why is the Acher Moini Mehem? So I wanted to suggest Pshat and Rashi that the requirement of Toich Gimel is not a requirement in the Tzirif itself. As far as the Tzirif itself is concerned, there's no difference Toich Gimel and Acher Gimel. The requirement of Toich Gimel is that the person who wants to be mitzarif cannot miss out on the entirety of the Gimel Yom Rishayim. He has to be noyig at least a mixus of the Gimel Yom Rishayim. So if he's botach Gimel, he's able to be noyig mixus of the Gimel Yom Rishayim. If he comes l'acha Gimel, he's not able to be noyig mixus of the Gimel Yom Rishayim. But that has nothing to do with the etzim siruf, and has nothing to do with the etzim issue was he command the havi bevesik. The maskana of the Gemara is that a gadol who goes to the basic course and comes home, he's command the havi bevesik, and he becomes part of the bias, and he was kilu a command the havi bevesik. It was his bias all along, and he was kilu in the bias, and he's able to be mesarif, and the acher is called motzu gadol abayis for bias and so on. The din that the gadol abayis has to come back to Ech Gimel, in order for the gadol abayis himself to be moini mehem, and for that matter, the acher has to come to Ech Gimel in order for the acher to be moini mehem. That's nothing to do with the tziruf, and that's nothing to do with command the havi bevesei. That has to do with the fact that even if there is a tziruf, and even if he is command the havi bevesei, but he can't be moini mehem if he's going to miss the hanhog of the Gimel Yom Rishonim completely. So therefore, the gadol abayis to be moini mehem has to be tachayzer to Ech Gimel. The acher to be moini mehem has to come to Ech Gimel. But if the gadol abayis came la'acher Gimel, and the acher came to Ech Gimel, then the acher will be called motzu gadol abayis for bayis, because the gadol abayis did come back eventually, and he was command the havi bevesik, and the acher will be able to be moini mehem because he's there with the Gimel Yom Rishonim. Even though the gadol abayis himself will turn out will not be moini till later. That's what I wanted to suggest in the Rashi. It's all Chazar. Not all. 90% today is Chazar. So it comes out of Chiddush Lefi this Mahalach that I want to say in Rashi, that you can have a case where a person is being moini with the gadol abayis. He's motzu gadol abayis for bayis. He comes min aderech, and we say, well, it's kilu gadol abayis is home, and he's able to starve to the bayis, even though the gadol abayis himself is being moini a different cheshbon. In the case where he comes to Ech Gimel, and the gadol abayis comes back la'achar Gimel. So it's motzu gadol abayis b'bayis. He's able to be mitzarev. The acher is able to be mitzarev because motzu gadol abayis b'bayis. Command the havi b'vesek. He came to the home of the gadol abayis. It was command the havi b'vesek. And he's moini mehem. He's moini with the bayis. Even though he's only moini with the bayis because the gadol abayis command the havi b'vesek, and yet the gadol abayis himself, since he's not allowed to miss out on the mitzvahs gimel yom rishonim, the gadol abayis himself winds up being moini separate cheshbon. So that's a chiddush that comes out according to this pshat. So I found yesterday, so seyua that this is not so far-fetched. What I'm saying is not impossible. I have found a befer sheshitin rishonim who has such a case, and that they learn pshat and gemara differently. But there's such a sheshitin rishonim. We have such a phenomenon and such a lumdus. The Maharam brings b'shem. The Maharam there in Siman Ayin Gimel brings b'shem Tosis Rivam that they learned up pshat in the gemara. Different pshat in the gemara entirely. But the pshat in the gemara is the gadol abayis went off to the beis hakvaras. And the other people, the other bnei abayis remained behind. One second. He says the gadol abayis went off to the beis hakvaras, the other bnei abayis remained behind, and therefore the gadol abayis counts mishtimus hagadol, and the shar bnei abayis are counting mishechzir pneim. They're on a different clock, and now an acher comes to the bayis and is leimotzu gadol abayis b'bayis, and the gemara shaila is. Now that's for sure. The gadol abayis, he's counting from stimus hagel, and the bnei abayis are counting from machzoras ponim. And the shaila is that do we say kevin shehoya gadol abayis himoy b'shas miso? Since the gadol abayis was here at the beginning, he was here b'shas miso. Afal pi sha'achshav eini moini mohem shaloch l'kayvur b'mokam acher. Even though the gadol abayis God is not counting with the bnei abayis, he's off in the beis hakvaras and a different marching to a different drummer. Nonetheless, it's as if the gadol abayis was here, which is the ikar avelus, and therefore the acher who comes could be considered shemotz gadol abayis b'bayis, and he could be moini with the bnei abayis. This is beferish, and it'll be moini mahem. What does that mean? He's going to be moini mehem because the gadol abayis was kilu was here b'shas miso, so it's kilu he was motzu gadol abayis b'bayis. But the gadol abayis himself is counting a different minyan. So here you see clearly the same phenomenon and the same idea. Since the gadol abayis was here at the beginning, the gadol abayis made it that this is a bias. And here again, you see the same idea. The Gadol HaBayis makes it that it's a bias. And it's called Motzah Gadol HaBayis bias. This is now a bias because it has a commander-in-chief. There's a Gadol HaBayis. And that makes it that the whole house is considered to be a bias, not a collection of yechidim. And a person comes is able to be mistar for this bias because the Gadol HaBayis established that it's a bias. But the Gadol HaBayis himself is not counting with them. He's off in the basic forest. He's being meinami. He's being meinah la'atzmoy. And then it doesn't even come back. He remains in the basic forest. He's meinah la'atzmoy. But nonetheless, he established that this is a bias, that a person who comes can be called motzah Gadol HaBayis for bias, and the person will be meinah with the bnei HaBayis. And the Gemara says, yes, that's true. That's what happens as long as the achah came teich gimel. Of course, if the achah comes teich gimel, he can't because the seer has to be teich gimel because we're going with the Tanakhama. That's how we learn the Gemara. So in the Rivom, you see Mamish, such a phenomenon that I want to ascribe to Rashi, that the Gadol HaBayis makes it, this is a bias, even in a case where the Gadol HaBayis himself is not being minor in my head. Taisus Yishita, the top Taisus, the Taisus initial take on the Gemara, is also similar to Rashi, that we're assuming that the Gadol HaBayis is ordinarily not Mistara. And the Gemara Shail is, and maybe here it's better since he went to the Reis HaKvaros. Al Derech Rashi and Rashi in the Nidpas to a degree. Only thing is that in the Hasbara, Rashi and the Taisus are a little bit different. In Rashi, the Hadgosh is, why is going to the basic Torah is better? Because he was Torah B'Zgei HaMeis. In Taisus, there's a bigger Eichus. Taisus says, A, he was Torah B'Zgei HaMeis, and also, Kishashomu Heim Shoma Gamhu. It's a little bit of an extra Svar, a second Svar. So I wanted to suggest that the Pshat is, that it's not exactly the same as Rashi. In Rashi, the word is Kaman Dehavi Bevesi, like Rashi says in the printed Rashi. That even though the Gadol HaBayis went away, but still, since he went Letzorech HaMeis, not coming, he went Letzorech HaMeis, so it's Kaman Dehavi Bevesi, so it's the bias of the Gadol HaBayis. But if he Taisus, it's a different Nekudah. Taisus holds that the reason why God was not Mitzaref to a cotton, he said Gadol HaBayis and Aderech, the reason why he's not Mitzaref to a cotton, Taisus now is assuming that he's not Mitzaref to a cotton, is because the only way that Tziruf will happen is if he'll be the Iker. And he can't be the Iker because he's coming in from an inferior position. He's coming from the cold, doesn't know about the Avelus, wasn't doing any Avelus. They've been here from the beginning. They started the Shiva without him. So they're superior to him. So how could he come and be Mitzaref and become the Iker HaBayis? Says the Gemara, but if it's Halacha HaBayis, the Beis HaKvaros, so maybe then he's not in an inferior position. Because Kishashamu Huheim Shamagamhu, he heard the Avelus when they heard the Avelus. And even though he wasn't here doing Lavelis when they were doing Lavelis, he was doing more important things. He was being Torah Biski, Isaac Betzrachi Ames. So he's not an inferior, a bit player in this drama of the Avelis. He's a starring role, not less than them. But mainly he could come in Mitzaref and be the Iker HaBayis. That's what I want to explain, that the Arichas Loshim and Taisus. Taisus asks the kasha though, within the Shita, Taisus now asks the kasha. Rashi doesn't address this kasha, but Taisus addresses it. If we're going to learn this pshat, the nidun is the Gadol HaBayis being mitzaref to the bias, and we're saying he has to come back to Gimel because the tzirif has to happen to Gimel. So why is it Tech Gimel should be Tech Zayin? After all, we pass in like Reb Shimon. So Taisus first suggests an answer from the Halachas Gdolos, based on the Halachas Gdolos, that the Halachas Gdolos said that even though we pass in the Kav Shimon, that it's enough to come to Teich Zayin, but there is a case where Teich Gimel also plays a role. If a person came Mimokim Rochik, we pass in the Kav Shimon, that if he came Mimokim Korob, it's enough to come to Teich Zayin. But if he comes Mimokim Rochik, then Reb Shimon holds that he could be Mitzaref, but only if he comes Teich Gimel. And that's the case in the Gemara, that the Beis HaKvaros was a Mokim Rochik, and since the Beis HaKvaros was a Mokim Rochik, he has to come Teich Gimel, and that's why the Gemara requires that it be Teich Gimel. So first of all, parenthetically, you see in this Halachas Dailus, we pointed out, it's a chiddush, that the din of Mokim Rochak and Mokim Karav applies to a Halach Lebeis HaKvaros also, not only to a Bam and Aderech. If you learn that the reason that the idea of Mokim Karav is like Rashi, that it's Ki'ilu Hoyo B'tchilis HaAvelus, Rashi, the Rif, they say the whole reason why a Bam and Aderech has to be Mokim Karav is because we want to be able to pretend that he was here from the beginning. So by a Halach Lebeis HaKvaros, why should I make a difference if he went to Mokim Karav or Mokim Rochak? But he was here at the beginning. And the Ramban says Beferish that way. The Ramban says Beferish that by a Halach Lebeis HaKvaros, who cares if it's Mokim Rochak or Mokim Karav? He was here at the beginning. He was Bepoil here at the beginning. I don't need him to be the Mokim Karav. He was in the Chamach and Karev Gadol Mizeh at the beginning of the Avelis, because Mamashir. Apparently, the Halachas Doilus is going more like the Ravid, that the reason of Machon Karev is that it has to be Yochel Lovay Teich Gimel. So even if he goes to Beis HaKfaris, what we need, he should be Yochel Lachzer Teich Gimel. So if the Beis HaKfaris is more than 3 days away, he leaves, you know, the Levi was at the Hachzar's Pun was at the end of the first day. He goes the whole second day, he comes back the third day. So you need the Roy, that makes it Roy Lovay Teich Gimel. So that's the Halachas Doilus. Interestingly, the Ravid himself, who's the Baal, who's the, you know, the author of this concept that Mokum Korv is that he should be able to be Botech Gimel, Roy Lovay Teich Gimel, the Ravid himself says that by a basic forest you don't need Mokum Korv. Mokum Rochel could be the same thing. He says because the whole reason why you need Mokum Korv is that the Shliach should be able to go and be Medea him a day and he'll be able to come back in a day. This guy doesn't need a Shliach to be Medea him. He already knows. So I don't need that he should, that the basic forest should be Mokum. So it's not clear to me. The Ravid is very not clear to me. That's true, he doesn't need a shliach to be Medea, but he still needs Mokum Karev in order to be able to go to the Beis HaKfaris and be Chayzer Teich Gimel. Because he has to go a day to the Beis HaKfaris to do the Kfar, and he has to come back a day. So it's still Shayach of it. The Rav of the Shittosu, I would have thought, as the Halachas Doilus holds. The Halachas Doilus holds that the concept of Mokum Karev and Mokum Rochak and Mokum Karev apply to a Beis HaHoylech LeBeis HaKfaris. Ramban's Chayolik, I understand, because the Ramban holds the concept of Mokum Karev as Shkilu Bobi Yermishon. Here he was, here be Yermishon. The halachas doilus around the holds like the Ravid. The concept of Mokum Karev is that it should be Roy Lovay Teich Gimel. But the Ravid himself, who I would have thought in this on this issue to be on the same page as the halachas doilus, the Ravid himself says that no, by a halachah beis hakfaris, since he doesn't need a shliach to be medea him, so he's kilu Roy Lovay Teich Gimel, even if the beis hakfaris is b'mokum rochak. So I don't have that. He has to go to the kvura. So I don't know. That needs to be thought through. But al-kaponim, the halachas doilus holds that there's a concept here of Mokum Rochak. So that's Tosis's first suggestion, how to deal with the problem, why over here do you need Teich Gimel? The reason why you need Teich Gimel and not Teich Zayin is because the Beis HaKfaris was a Mokum Rochak. Since the Beis HaKfaris was a Mokum Rochak, so even Reb Shimon, who says that Teich Zayin is enough, that's for Mokum Karav. By Mokum Rochak, you need a half Teich, you need a half Teich Gimel. A person reads the Tosis, so HaRoy Omer, that why the Halachas Doilus say this Chiddush? That means there's a concept of Mokum Rochak needing Teich Gimel, because the Tosfos is kasha to explain the Gemara of Teich Gimel. But if you look at the Bahag inside, we saw the Bahag inside, the way the Ramban, well, we didn't see inside, but we saw the Ramban quoted the halacha, the way the Ramban quoted the halacha Zdolis. The Ramban quotes it more in full. So there you see that in the halacha Zdolis there's another issue going on, that's really at least part of what was driving the halacha Zdolis. And that is that the halacha Zdolis has a Bechal in Ushita. That according to Reb Shimon, that you don't need Mokum Karev, you don't need Gadol HaBayis either. Reb Shimon is makel that it's enough to have Teich Zayin, does not require Teich Gimel. The whole din of Teich Gimel, the whole din of, does not require Gadol HaBayis. The whole din of Vehusha Motzu Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis was only said by Mokum Karev. Mr. Tomis B'dayik in Lashon the Gemara. You know, the Gemara quotes Gufa, Bo Teich Gimel Moini Mehem, Omer Rav Yechon Vehusha Shabo Motzu Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis. The whole Rav Yechon that you need Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis was only said on Teich Gimel. Reb Shimon doesn't need Teich Gimel, he doesn't need Gadol HaBayis either. So if you don't need Gadol HaBayis at all, what's the whole sugi about Halach Gadol HaBayis to Beis HaKfaris? So because of that, also the Halach HaZelis has to be Mechadish. That here we're talking about where the Beis HaKfaris is a Mokum Rochik. Since the Beis HaKfaris is a Mokum Rochik, so you have to come back, not Teich Zayin, he has to come back Teich Gimel. Once he has to come back Teich Gimel, then there's the din of Gadol HaBayis. You need a Gadol HaBayis for Bayis, and that's the Baya. Here, where the Gadol HaBayis went to the Beis HaKfaris, that called Gadol HaBayis for Bayis or not. Then there's another shita. So we had so far the shita of Rashi, the Rashi Ksaviyad, the printed Rashi, the shita, and the shita of Tosis. And we also mentioned the shita of the Tosis Rivam in the Maram. There's another shita. So many shitas here in this small Gemara. There's another shita which is the Re in Tosis. And similar to that is the shita of the Tzarfatim that the Ramban brings in the Teres Adam. That the Bayi of the Gemara is not in the God of the Bayis himself. The Baya of the Gemara is on the Acher who came and found the Gadol HaBayis was away off in the burying the mace in the Beis HaKfaris. And the Shaila is, in such a case, is it called Motzu Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis or not? And the Maskon of the Gemara is that it's called Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis on condition that the Gadol HaBayis himself returned to Gimel and was able to be Ma'ini Mehem. But if the Gadol HaBayis came back to Acher Gimel and the Gadol HaBayis was not able to be Ma'ini Mehem, then Klapa the Acher also, it's not called Motzu Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis. That's the sheet of the Re and the Tzarfatim. However, we also saw that the Re and the Tzarfatim are not exactly, the Re that we have in Tosfos, and the Tzarfatim are not exactly the same. There's a fundamental difference between them. So Fili Ramban's Sarfatim, the issue is a godel is for sure not mistarif to a kotel. The only reason why the godel went to the Beis HaKvaros is able to be mistarif over here is because it's kilu he never left. Since he was here at the beginning, he came back to Chimel, it's kilu he never left. And that's why he has to come back to Chimel, not to Chzayin. Sirif might be able to be to Chzayin, but to be as if he never left, he has to come back to Chimel. And once he's a kilu he never left, that explains why he's able to be Moini, why the godel Abayis is Moini Mehem, and it explains why the Acher is Moini Mehem. Taisus is a different concept. Taisus holds a godel is mistarif to a kotel. So the godel Abayis went to the Beis HaKvaros and came back, ought to be able to be mistarif with them, even to Chzayin. Because Taisus Shita is in the Ri that a godel is mistarif to a kotel. So here, why does he have to come back to a gimel? Here he has to come back to a gimel for a different reason. Not because he's a godel, but because he has a different problem. He already knew about the Avelis. Since he already knew about the Avelis, not botel Gabayu. The tzirf of the chazayin is only a person who doesn't know about the velas able to be bottled to their minion. But a godel who knew about the velas can't just be bottled to their minion to chazayin. So that's why he has to come back to Gimel. He has to be able to come back to Gimel in order to be mitztarif then, despite the fact that he already knew about the velas. But when he comes back, he's mitztarif then. It's not as if he was here from the very beginning. In place you don't have that he was here from the beginning. He wasn't here from the beginning. He comes back whenever he comes back, and he's mitztarif then. It's the same kind of tzirf that you have by a bomen aderech. Just the Bomen HaDerech doesn't know about the Avelis, he's Mistarif Derech Ebitl, and he knew about the Avelis, not so much Derech Ebitl, he has to be Mistarif Terech Gimel. So that explains why the Golel is Mistarif Terech Gimel. But what about the Acher? Why is the Acher Mistarif? For that, Tosfos is a different Svara, that even the Golel Bais is not here, and the Golel Bais is not going to be Mistarif until he comes back. But still, meanwhile, the Golel was Yodah by Avelis V'Shayach Bo. The Golel had a Shayach to this Avelis. He's not yet Mistarif to the Avelis, he's only Mistarif when he gets here. But he does have a Shayach to this Avelis, so it's still called his Bias. And again, this concept comes in, the idea of the bias of the Godel HaBayis. Since it's called his bias, so the Acher who comes from HaDerech, it's called Motze Godel HaBayis of Bayis. He's coming in his home, to a home. He's coming to a Beis HaOvel. He's coming to a house that's established by the Godel HaBayis. So Mele is able to mistarif to the bias of the Godel HaBayis. But the Godel himself is only mistarif when he comes back, and that's why he has to come back Teich Gimel. L'fi Tosfos, this is already like Sofet what I said, L'fi Tosfos comes out, that in the Gemara itself you see that a godel is mistarif to a kotel. This shayla that we began. Can a godel habomin etzer ben aderech mistarif to a kotel? Lefi Tosfos, it's muchuk in the Gemara that he could. Because the Gemara says that godel comes back from the basic verse, he's mayinim mehem. And Tosfos learns, the Ramban learns he's mayinim mehem because he never left. But Tosfos learns, no, he's mayinim mehem because a godel is mistarif to a kotel. He needs toich gimel because there's a technical problem. He knew about the avelos. Since he knew about the avelos, he has to have toich gimel because it's not bottled to their minion. But the etzim tziruf works because a godel is mistarif to a kotel. So it's muchach in the Bavli lefitaisus that a godel is able to be mistarif to a kotel. So I thought maybe this mitigates the problem that I raised earlier. Taisus has this suffix at the very beginning, Layoda Rebbe, could a godel be mistarif to a kotel? And now in the Re, we see that a godel for sure could be mistarif to a kotel. But it's a beferish Yerushalmi not, the Maram had a beferish Yerushalmi that a godel is not mistarif to a kotel. So why wasn't Taisus in Taisus at the beginning, Layoda Rebbe, why wasn't he faced by that Yerushalmi? The Teretz is because Lefi Lashita Sari, it's in the Bavli Taka says Faket. So he doesn't have to worry about the Yerushalmi. That's the Shita of the Ri and the Sarfatim. Then we had another Shita, which is the Ramban. I don't know what number Shita we're up to, but we had the Shita of the Ramban, who learns that the bias regarding the Godel of bias himself. But the bias is, the way the Ramban presents the Baya is the Bnei Habayis Goyer the Godel Habayis, or is the Godel Habayis Goyer them? So I was, we were Mazbi the Ramban, that the Ramban holds like this, the Ramban holds, so that's a given in the Gemara, that by Holoch Lebeis HaKvaros, they're all one Chabur. It's not like a Boman Aderech. Here they all began together, they're one Chabur. They're all going to be Meiner in lockstep. That the Gemara takes for granted from the very beginning. The one chabur. The Ramban holds that even a kotun goes to the basic forest and he comes back and he finds ketanim. They're also mined together because they began as one chabura. They began with they were there by the miso. They began together. One of them went off to tzrocha emes. They don't stop being one chabura and they're all mined together. The bayah of the Gemara is in a case where it's one chabura and they're all going to have to be mined together. But who's goyer whom? They all mined. Somebody's goyer somebody. But who's goyer whom? Are the people who began the Avelis first? Are they goyer the people who went to the Beis HaKvaros? Or maybe, since the person who went to the Beis HaKrois was a Gadol HaBayis, maybe he's greater than. And that, the Maskanas of Gemara, the Maskanas of Gemara is that the people who began the Avelis first, the Bnei HaBayis, they're greater the Gadol HaBayis. The Gemara could have asked the same Shaila by a Bama Naderech. If a Gadol was Bama Naderech and he came and he was in the Sarif Tektanim, who would be Goyer whom? Would the Gadol be Goyer them, because he's the Gadol, or would they be Goyer him, because they began first? The only thing is that it doesn't happen. Can't ask that Shaila, because the Gadol of Amin Aderech is not going to misarf to them in the first place. So they're not one Chabura. So we need a case where they're one Chabura. But here you have a case where a Gadol could be one Chabura with Tanim who began before, and the Bai isn't. In such a case, who's going to be Goyer whom? That's the sheet of the Ramban. The Maskana is that the Bnei Abai is a Goyer the Gadol. On the condition that the Gadol comes back Toich Gimel, because you have to have the Tzir of Havim Toich Gimel according to the Tanakhama. The Ramban holds it in the Chanami. The Gemara is going here like the Tanakhama, but Lahaloch, it's like Rav Shimon, that we have to translate that into Toich Zayin. So as long as the Gadol Abayis comes back Toich Zayin, he's able to be Mitztarif, Poil with the Avelim. When he's Mitztarif, he's Mitztarif to fellow members of the Chabura, and he's Nigger, he's not Gur them, but he's Nigger Achareim. The Yushami holds the other way around, that he's Gur them, but the Bavli in that point is Choylik on the Chaylik on the Yerushalmi. But the Bavli Yerushalmi says they're talking about the same case. He says that's what he brings. It's not interesting just to see Met. It's not really our place to be done the Derech HaLimud of Yerushalmi, but certain things you could see. You see how Yerushalmi here, you have a steer between the Bavli, seems to be a steer between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. See how different Yerushalmi dealt with it. Some Yerushalmi, they would rather say the Bavli is talking about a different case so that the Halach of the Bavli and Yerushalmi should come out the same. But they're like the Rosh. The Rosh is 10. That's how the Rosh deals with it. The Bavli is a different case. That way there's no steer between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And the Ramban's approach is just the opposite. The Ramban says, no, you see what case the Maran were busy with. There must be the same case. I comes out different conclusions. That doesn't give the Ramban a heart attack. So they have different conclusions. But I see what was on the agenda of the Maran. And therefore the Ramban says, I see the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are talking about the same case. The Yerushalmi's conclusion is that the Gadol is Goyer them, and the Bavli's conclusion is that they're Goyer the Gadol. Agav, I think it's Mashman the Ramban, that he's learning up in the Yerushalmi that it's talking about that the din that the Gadol is Gur them. He says the Gadol, the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli are the same case. Well, in the Bavli, the case is only if he came back. The Bavli's conclusion is that they're Gur him. But when are they Gur him? Only if he came back to Chimel. And the Ramban learns that the Yerushalmi and the Bavli are talking about the same case, just they have an opposite conclusion. The Yerushalmi holds like the Gemara, like the other side of that Gemara entertained. It's mashman to me that if that's true, that the Yerushalmi is going to have to be talking about where the Gadol Abayis came back to Chimel. Then he'll be, or Toich Zayin Lahalacha. Then he'll be Gur them. But if the Gadol Abayis never came back, then he won't be Gur them. The place can bring, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if the Gadol Abayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, then he's Gur them even if he remains in the Beis HaKvaros. Because the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything about coming back. But Lefi the Ramban, that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are talking about the same case. The only Shaila is just the Yerushalmi holds like the other side of the Baya, that it's they, not they who are Gur him, but him, he who's Gur them. But otherwise, it's all the same. And in the Bavli, it says that the Der Gur him is only if they get together to Chimel, so that you have it, or Tech Zayin Lahalocha. So, Mustamas, the same thing should be true in the Yerushalmi. That would be a Chiddush, but that's how it seems to me to come out. Taisus also brings this Yerushalmi about the Gadol HaBayis going off to Beis HaKvaros, and the Gadol HaBayis goes to the Beis HaKvaros, so he's Gur the people who are remaining behind. This Yerushalmi that everybody's so exercised by, how did they reconcile it with the Bavli? And interestingly, Taisus doesn't even say that it's a problem. Taisus brings the Yerushalmi and he's kilu the Bavli would be fine with this Yerushalmi. He's just done that maybe since the Bavli doesn't say it explicitly, maybe it's from the silence of the Bavli, maybe there's a mashmois that the Bavli doesn't hold from the sin of the Yerushalmi. What do you mean? The Yerushalmi is mamish against the Gemara. The way Taisus learns the Gemara. Taisus learns the Gemara, the Gadol HaBayis went to the Beis HaKvaros, and when the Gadol HaBayis comes back to Chimel, he's nigger after them. He counts with them. What do you mean? The Yerushalmi says that when the Gadol goes to the Beis HaKvaros, everybody counts from Stimus HaGadol. So they're all having the same, they're all clacking the same clack. So that I wanted to suggest that Taisus learned, Taisus Shitosai. Taisus learns that the din that they're mining with the Gadol HaBayis, let's say in the opposite case, the people who went to the Beis HaKvaros and the Gadol HaBayis was here. So the Yerushalmi also says they're mining, they're masculine, they begin with the Gadol HaBayis. So Taisus says that means that not that that's their real minion. Their real minion is from their real minion. They were by the Stimus HaGadol. It means that lechvayde shagadol abayis they have to start early. So I said huadin lehefach in the case of the gadol abayis went to the Beis HaKvaros and everybody else was here, and the Yerushalmi says that everybody's minion from the Stimus HaGadol. Taisus learns that doesn't mean that's their real minion. Their real minion is from now, but lechvayde shagadol abayis they have to continue to be misabel more. So maybe that's only if the gadol abayis didn't come back. So the gadol abayis is being minor later. So lechvayde they have to be marach. But if the Gadol HaBayis comes back, he's mistarif to their minion. Their real minion is from now. Then the Gadol HaBayis will also be mistarif to them and be minded from now, and then nobody has to be minded anything more. The Shita of the Rosh which the Shulchan Aruch brings, that's how the Shulchan Aruch cites this Gemara, is that we're talking about a case where the Gadol HaBayis and everybody else began their veils together, B'Poyel, and they were all sitting together, and then the Gadol HaBayis went off to do Akamas Matsevu or Binyan HaKever, and the Gadol HaBayis was away for a while, and meanwhile, somebody else came in, and didn't find the Gadol HaBayis home, and that's the bias. It's called Motzeh Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis Anat. And the Maskana of the Gemara is that it's called Motzeh Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis, and the Acher is able to be Moini Mehem, on condition that he was bought, that somebody was bought Toich Gimel. Machlek is the Shach on the Torah. Who has to be bought Toich Gimel? The Shach learns Pshat that the Acher has to be bought Toich Gimel. In order to be Mitztarif, the Acher has to come Toich Gimel. Why does the Acher have to come Toich Gimel? Somehow, something like, you have to say, either that since it's a Shvach HaTziruf, the Gadol HaBayis wasn't really home, so even though the Tziruf happens, but it's a weak kind of Tziruf, so that kind of weak Tziruf needs to happen Toich Gimel. Or maybe you could say, al derech what we saw in the Tzarfatim, that the idea is that the reason why the Acher is able to serve to the Gadol is because Kilu the Gadol never left. But for, in order for it, no, I'm sorry, this is not in the Shach. I'm sorry, the Acher has to come. The Shach was the Acher has to come to Gimel. Why does the Acher have to come to Gimel? So either because, as I said, because it's a Shvachat Tziruf and a weak Tziruf. The Gadol is not here. He's being misharif to the ghost of the Gadol HaBayis, not to the flesh and blood Gadol HaBayis. So such a weak Tziruf needs to happen to a Gimel. Even a little bit of difficult Svar. Korban Sanal asks, what kind of Svar is that? Or I said, maybe the Hesber is that since the Gadol HaBayis is not here, so the Tziruf has to be to the Mokum of the Gadol HaBayis. And the Mokum of the Gadol HaBayis is more Tech Gimel when it's also lots of some Pesach Beisai. Lach HaGimel, the Mokum is has less of an importance. In any event, that's the way the Shach reads the Rosh. And the Torah's understanding of the Rosh is that it's the Gadol HaBayis who has to come back to Toich Gimel. If the Gadol HaBayis comes back to Toich Gimel, then the Acher is called Motzeh Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis. If the Gadol doesn't come back to Toich Gimel, then the Acher is like Motzeh Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis. What's the Pshat in that? So Posh Pshat in that is, Al Derech B'Tzerfatim, that if the Gadol comes back to Toich Gimel, it's Kilu we never left. So Mele the Acher can be Sarfed him. But if the Gadol came back to Acher Gimel, then he really was gone for a perceptible amount of time. Then the Acher is not called Motzeh Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis. And I wanted to say a different shot in the tour, based on the Lashon of the Rosh. The Rosh asks why over here is it Toich Gimel and before it was Toich Zayin. By Rav Shimon, we pass like Rav Shimon that Tziruf could be Toich Zayin, and here we pass that it has to be Toich Gimel. And the Rosh says, well, here it's different because the Gadol HaBayis wasn't home. L'chora, l'fi the tour, the kashu was apples and oranges. The din of Toich Zayin is when the Tziruf has to happen. The din of Toich Gimel is when the Gadol has to come back in order to be that he never left. What was the kashu in the first place? So that was. That made me inclined to think that Lefila Torah B'Shat and the Rosh is different. That the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Gimel, because even though we say that even though when the Gadol HaBayis is gone, it's Gilu Motzeh Gadol HaBayis B'Bayis, that means that it's called the home of the Gadol HaBayis. But the Tziruf B'Poyel is to the Gadol HaBayis himself when he comes back. And therefore the Gadol HaBayis has to come back to Gimel because the Tziruf has to happen to Gimel. Because Tziruf has to happen to Gimel. Therefore, ask the Rosh, why does Tziruf have to happen to Gimel? We pass in like Gibshim and Tziruf happens to Zion. And the answer is no. Al Derech and the Shach. Here it's a weak kind of Tziruf. It's a tziruf that's happening, you know, where he's coming to the bias before the Gadol HaBayis gets back, and then the Gadol HaBayis comes back. So that kind of tziruf that's problematic, that has to happen toich gimel. The svaros and the Rosh are not mavur all kolaf tzarech, but that's as much as we did. There's another shita which is the Ravid. Just for the sake of completeness, I want to go through some of the other shitas. The Ravid shita is korov to Rashi. That the Shal is in the Gadol HaBayis himself. That when the Gadol HaBayis, ordinarily, if he would be Roman Adair, would not be Mitztarif. And here, but here, when he goes to the Beis HaKoros, it's better and he's more able to be Mitztarif. But it's slightly different than Rashi. In Rashi, the way it runs is, a Gadol is ordinarily not Mitztarif. A Gadol is Roman Adair, is ordinarily not Mitztarif. Maybe when he goes to the Beis HaKoros, it's better. Maybe going to the Beis HaKoros is a Maila, allows him to be Mitztarif. That's a Rashi in Rashi Ksaviyah, the way he presents it is, a Gadol goes to the Beis HaKoros, is he like a Gadol Abam HaNaderech? An ordinary Gadol is not Mitztarif? Or maybe here it's better since he went to the Beis HaKoros to Tzorech HaMeis. The Ravid's a little bit different. The Ravid learns, a Gadol is ordinarily not Mitztarif. And for that matter, a Kotlin who comes to Ketanim is ordinarily not Mitztarif. But that's for sure that if a Abam HaNaderech, by a Beis HaKoros, it's better. A Beis HaKvaros, they were one chabura. So when they were one chabura from the very beginning, that's for sure better than a regular Bamin HaDerech. And therefore, Kotlin, who would come back from the Beis HaKvaros, would for sure be Mitzdar, because they were one chabura. The Shaila is, but what about a Godl who comes from the Beis HaKvaros? Does it also help that they were one chabur that he should be able to be Mitzdarech? Or maybe, since he's a Godl, he can't be Nitbel to them, even though he went to the Beis HaKvaros. It's a little bit different than Rashi. It solves the problem why the Bai is only on the Godl, not on the Kotlin who Ketanim. No, we asked before in Rashi. If the whole Shaila is about that, you know, maybe the Beis HaKvaros is better, so why ask the Shaila about a Godl who went to the Beis HaKvaros? Ask the Shaila about a Kotlin who went to the Beis HaKvaros and came back, and they were only Ketanim. So Rashi said, well, maybe we always want to envision a case where there is a Godel, we've got other possibilities. The Raivet solves that problem. The Gemara knows that a Kotlin goes to the basic course, he's certainly able to be Mitzaref, to be, can go back and Mitzaref to the Lakanim, because the Gemara knows that they're one Chabur. Like, so very similar in that regard to the Ramban. The Gemara knows that they're one Chabur. The Shail is, but maybe a Godel, since he's an Iker, maybe he can't be one Chabur with them. Maybe he can't be Nitbal to them. That's for sure that they're not Nitbal to him, because they already began, and there's no Yom HaRishonim Yiplu, they don't hold that, we don't, it's not like the Yerushalmi in that regard, so they can't be Nitbal to him, and that's the Shaila, but maybe he could still be Nitbal to them, and maybe not. Moriz Maskon is that he could be Nitbal to them. The Maram, who the Shach brings a lot, the Maram holds basically like the Ravid, same Halacha as the Ravid, but he adds one Knej that allows him to reconcile the Yerushalmi. And he says, this notion of the Ravid, that when they go to the Beis HaKvaros, they were all one Chabura, and therefore they're really all Mitzuruf Yachad, a Kotlin can be Mitzaref Tektanim, because they're all one Chabura. And maybe we have a suffix about a Godel, maybe he can't be part of the Chabura, and we say, no, he could be part of the Chabura. But that's only if the Godel Abayis was a Godel Abayis who lived, started off from here, with the rest of the Bnei HaChabura, and went off to the Beis HaKvaros. So that's like one Chabura, and they're all Mitzuruf together. And then we say, and they're the Taku one Chabura, and the minion starts from now, and the Godel Abayis could be Mitzuruf to there, and the Maskon is the Godel Abayis could come back to Gimel, and maybe Lalocha Tech Zion, and it could be Mitzuruf to their minion. But what if the Godel Abayis and the other Bnei Abayis started off in different cities, and the Godel Abayis went off to the Beis HaKvaros, so they didn't begin together as one Chabura, and then they came back and they met up together to Gimel. So then they were not one chabur from the outset. So then there's like a separate minyan. Since they were not one chabur from the outset, so then the Godel Habayis would be gerer them. If they were one chabur from the very beginning, so the Godel Habayis is nitbal to them, because this chabur began, at least in part, to be misavel by the Achzoras Panim. So the Godel Habayis also had a shaykhus to that minyan that began by the Achzoras Panim. Because that's they won Chabura, and that Chabura, at least some of it, began by the Achzoras Panim. So then the Godel Habayis takes him after them. But if the Godel Habayis started as a separate Chabur, he was in a different city, and they were in a different city. And then they met up together, Teich Gimel, because they met up together, Teich Gimel, and he also learned the Yishami, that the Yishami is talking about where they meet up together, Teich Gimel. So then he had no Shaykhah to their minion of Achzoras Panim, and they had no Shaykhah to his minions. Now I have two separate independent minyonim, and now they join up together, and they're Mitztaref, but it's a new Tziruf. So now he's goyer them. They now join him in his minion, the later minion, and he doesn't join them in their minion, and that's the minion of the Yerushalmi. That's how the Maram reconciles the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And there's one more shita, and that's the last shita, which is the Avi Ezri, which the Maram also brings. And he learns basically, he's a Yerushalmi person. He learns that the Godel Habayis is goyer everybody else. And they're not goyer the Godel Habayis, the Godel Habayis is goyer them, like it says in the Yerushalmi. And he says, what was the Bai of the Bavli? What's going on in the Bavli? The Bai of the Bavli was about that din. That din that's poshut to the Yerushalmi, that the Godel Habayis is Godel the Bnei Habayis. The Bavli was Mesupik. Is that true? Is the Godel Habayis Godel the Bnei Habayis? Or maybe not. Maybe they're Moina separately. And the Maskal of Gemara is Moini Mehem, that they're Moina together with his minion of the Godel Habayis. The Godel Habayis took a minion. And he learns the Gemara, Moini Mehem means not that he's Moina with their minion. It means they're minor together, but once it's together, then it's his minion and not their minion. And that way he puts the Bavli on the page of the Yerushalmi entirely. And he learns up also that it's talking about the Bot Tech Gimel. They were Taka, he says, Beferish. The case is they were in Starf Tech Gimel, like you see in the Bavli. The Tzir has to happen to Tech Gimel. And the Maskon of the Gemara is, if they're in Starf Tech Gimel, like the Bavli, like the Yerushalmi, if they're in Starf Tech Gimel, both the Bavli and the Bavli, both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are saying the same thing, that if they were Mistarif Tech Gimel, He asks why Tech Gimel not Tech Zayin. He doesn't give an answer, but he says if they're Mistarf Tech Gimel, so then they're mining it together, because now it's Tziruf happens. But once the Tziruf happens, it's on the Gadol's terms and not on the terms of the other B'nai Habayis. Okay, that's it. Then there's a long shock, which we're not going to have time to do in our framework, but we have so much now that I don't have enough material to be able to go through the shach inside. And I also have to go through the shach inside. But anyway, I think we just have to go on to the next sugi.